These are Sixes microphones thing though. They're made for rhythm strikes. No, mine's the opposite. Okay. So let's start. Thanks for coming again to this meeting. I hope it won't be too long, and especially that we'll make some progress on this small task that is putting people in our new rooms. I hope you had fun in designing something or asking the people about their preferences and things like this. So yeah, that's what I was talking about. That's for web instruments. Well, I think you remember all the constraints and the new settings. I think you'll be more and more used to it as soon as you move. So we have these one person, two person, and three person rooms. And so that makes, I think, 18 places. And we had about 15 people and some spare working places to put. May I first provide the answers to the questions from the last time?
And I also checked with Maggie and Pierre.
Oh, great. Yeah, so that will be part of your solution or suggestion. The solution. But regarding the constraints, there is no immediate plan to make separations between the rooms. So that means basically what we have to do with this setting, and it's quite difficult to make new doors and new walls. So I think we shouldn't count on them in the next 4 years, maybe. And they don't want us to. They don't want to provide an extra working space for Gisela with the other ETF rooms. Which we could understand because it's sort of full over there, but at least that's what they
come in. It's not full over there.
So it seems we, we cannot change the habits of the whole school just for us, though it wouldn't be a bad thing, maybe, but we'll see. So regarding the possibility to put four people in one of the two three person rooms, it's not very easy. We'll have to play quite wisely with the furnishing. It looks like it's not impossible, at least on the one that is a bit longer on the right, so the one here. It should be possible to put four persons. If we could avoid it, it would much simplify things, but...
The question is it against the regulation, security regulation
no.
of the school? That's
no.
that's the important point.
And I went over and I looked at that room too. There's plenty of space for four people.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's more a matter of how to arrange the furniture, but since we're experts, okay, so maybe we could count on four places, but the final decision is not really ours, so we'll see actually.
That would be fine if one of the person is 50%.
Exactly, or one of the intern positions, the people who might come.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so these were the answers. So actually, I did my proposal as a slide. Would you like me to start, or would you like me to end?
Just to complete, I talked both with Maggie and Pierrette, and both of them were happy to share offices. They have no problem
with it.
They're easy, but could be as Pierrette has right now, that she's happy to continue to share with Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie, for example, to share with, it could be with Bruno, because they work on the Swiss trip together and they like to gossip together, so yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, then let me explain very briefly the rationale for this. So it's the same schema that you know. In red you have the excuse me, that's quite annoying. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, yeah. Can I call you a bit later?
People
should.
Yeah,
that's.
It's fantastic.
Let me check that thing.
It
didn't.
Fortunately, we were just the four of us. Okay, so let me get back to the proposal. So the names are in red. Now, one of the reasons, at least for me, for doing this was to more or less group people within projects, because I think that sometimes they just discuss together, and it's easier if they're in the same office. And which is quite happy. Actually, I also thought that some professors might enjoy, or at least don't say anything about being with their assistants. So I was happy to hear Susan saying that Maggie and Bruno could come well together, and Gerrit and Marianne in the same office. So what I can say is that I also understood that Susan would be rather in favor of having her own office, so it's working like this. I put the lounge in the middle. It's also one of the rooms with the fewest windows, so I think that's not a problem because you're not going to just stay there and stare outside. But it's nicer to have a nicer view from your office, I guess.
Yeah, but putting the printer in the lounge is just killing the lounge.
I don't know, yeah, maybe I thought in an angle, but that's obviously...
It's not a question where it is, it's a question of you are printing all the time.
Yeah,
so,
why not put the printer out in the hallway?
Okay,
yeah,
next to the
possible.
Photocopy, maybe it wouldn't be a bad place here.
Why not?
Is there enough space there for a photocopy and printer?
Yeah, we'll
have to check.
The photocopy
is a bit big.
Yeah, but the printer is quite small if we find just a small table for it. Maybe one day we'll have a photocopy that is also a printer. Okay, but I wouldn't, insist on this. I think, okay, so the printer, we'll remove it if we work from this this solution. So IM2 is more or less in the upper left side. I said more or less. Lower left side, you have Suistra and Parmenides, so the two projects in the list. And then MedSLP on the right side. Maybe not a very good solution for Gisela, if you can suggest something better, because she's with two people who, two PhD students, and it's true that she has, a lot of phone calls to make. But it's some way to solve some constraints. I think this is a very open thing. If you want, we can use this document, or we could just say first listen to your suggestions and see if we erase everything or just do some modifications using
this one. I have a question. What's the justification for giving Nancy her own office?
Maybe not a very strong one, and you have better suggestions. It was, I think, sort of one of the places that remain, and I think, there was no strong constraint, and she's a smoker, but the policy is that we don't smoke, so it's even better if she's with a second.
I would have a provocative suggestion to put Gisela, to switch Nancy and Gisela.
Uh-huh.
Put
okay.
Gisela the fax on the printing machine, the printer, in the one-person room.
Well, will not be very happy about that. We tried that, and Gisela really didn't like to have the printer.
Okay, so the printer, that's not the hard constraint.
I remember,
yeah.
Andre, that was...
That was the case, and she was a bit...
Because I really do think it's important to have an admin room, clearly identified as an admin room, and only an admin room.
Yeah,
where you have
files
where you can close it. You have the personal files of the people of the unit, etc., etc.
Okay, so if you want, I can already.
So for instance, I would be fully against the fact that my personal files are in a room that is not specifically dedicated for that.
Because the professors, you have personal printer or there's only one printer? Because if not, the printer can go in a room of three people. That's typical case where there's the lab and
mm-hmm.
the printer is there.
Yeah, but the printer can be in the corridor.
Yeah,
that's perfectly all right.
It's the main one. We have a secondary one which we can try to accommodate in another room, but it's basically the printer where everybody prints. So I changed this. So maybe I would suggest, let's hear from you, and then if we can work out a common solution from this one, then we go back to this slide. And if not, we'll start from scratch.
Well, I'm perfectly all right to share the room with you as a view on the old town, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have to be aware of what I was saying last time,
yeah,
is that you will have to suffer from phone calls.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll bring my Walkman.
If you have a Walkman, that's... It's good.
David, you had also...
Yeah, okay, for me, as a I don't know people a lot. I just suggested that there's a lack of men, so I would certainly put not two men in the same office. I would try to share them with the women. So, for example, I would, in your flight, I would switch either you or Martin with the other room, this one.
Uh-huh. Oh, let me put the plan. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the empty one. I don't want to influence it. So you would put.
So yeah, you have to show us which one you were talking about, David, didn't you?
Yeah, I was wanting to change this.
The center room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can even stand and just show us.
Yeah, but I need your slide because I was talking about your slide.
Okay, so you would prefer the names. Okay, I don't want to influence you too much, but I'm perfectly happy to start with this as a basis and then change things.
Yeah, because there are plenty of things that are.
Yes,
okay, so
yeah,
so
maybe indifferent.
The man is, I mean, they are always sharing in the room with a woman, and there's Bruno, me, Pierre, and Nikos is a guy also.
No, but for Pierre and Maggie, it's a will. It's a wish, or it's
well, actually,
because
Pierre
they.
Is a woman, too.
Sorry.
It's the feminine Pierre.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is perfectly fine. We just say Martin and Monet for Maria.
I didn't get your solution. Well, what was it again?
Yeah, here there are two men.
So?
So
he wants to mix sexes.
Yeah,
ah.
It's nice.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lack of men here in this lab. So I would switch one.
But it's not so much a question of men or women. It's more the question of, as I said, that's. Here you have only you have PhD students that are regrouped. There you have senior researchers that are regrouped, which is to me more, unless it corresponds to some specific demand, like it is in the case in Maggie's case and Pierre's case. I think that's a very efficient way of doing things because.
Yeah, and for me, it's also I would prefer maybe not to be in a three-person office. Just
yeah,
to be
I'm perfectly happy with Andre, so.
But I could also be happy with most of the other people, so
sure,
even in a three-person room, it's fine. Okay, so let's keep in mind maybe this constraint of balancing the genders. We'll see if we can do something for it.
Andre, did you ask these people if this was okay with them?
I've asked some of them, and I've also used a little bit what I've Well, I mean, the present arrangement, just not to shock people too much. And it's also people that I know get on well, quite well together, and also work on the same project, like, for instance, Marianne, Finnish Marianne, and Nikos, who interact quite a lot on MedSLTV. Yeah, Maria and Yalina seem to go on quite well. Nancy had no strong preference, especially since she's no longer allowed to smoke in her office. Yeah, so I think, well, at least as far as I asked, there was no major objection.
But isn't there just a question of proximities? You put David with Agnes, but isn't Agnes working in a more substantial way with people like either Maria or Yalina?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So we could put Nancy with David and...
but Agnes is also working with David, so...
Yeah.
I agree that it's not important to share the room with someone that...
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But here, the other constraints are... satisfied somehow, so...
Mm-hmm.
And moreover, I would be quite happy to get the full room, some 50% of the time.
Yeah, that's a small advantage, and it's a bit more comfortable to me.
But what I mean is, with the two three-person rooms, I think that they can mix them the way they want. I mean, if they prefer to be Maria, Yalina, Nikos, and Nancy and Marian on the other side. Well, no, that's not completely equivalent because Nancy, all are PhD students or master students, but Nancy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That's not
Well.
important. The one question I was wondering about though, because three is always, well, the more people in office, the less ideal. That wouldn't it maybe be better to put David in since he's only half time? So that way, then there's not three people all the time.
So I would switch David and Nancy typically.
Yeah,
which doesn't mean that David should be in this room. He could be in the other one. For me, the two, three people rooms are really, they have to be reshuffled according to people's personal preferences.
So
but I definitely would put Nancy with Agnes in the two-person room.
They have worked together on Parmenides, so this makes some sense.
But again, it's also a question of personal preference. I mean, you can't be in a room with a person you don't want to be with.
Yeah, as far as I know, I think it's probably quite a good.
Is there anyone that is going to finish soon, PhD
No.
First one
Maria
should be
is,
Maria,
Maria
but,
is the
console,
but she's still not there.
Okay,
because see, if you do it this way, you mean that in the two, three people room, there will be one that is not so overloaded because of David, because David will be part-time, and the other one not so overloaded because there is a one free position, knowing that this one free position will not stay free very long.
No, because don't forget, we already have somebody coming in January.
Yes, so.
At least one person.
And this is still a worry for me because we are still... We don't still don't have enough space for the visitors, unless we put them in the lounge. Therefore, I would
make four space in three.
We need
so
to have at least three visitors position, because positions. Because
okay, so since we're supposed to do a final proposal, let me move the printer
outside,
next to the photocopier. Okay. And we'll find some way to attach it to a wall or something like that.
So that we keep it, you mean?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Okay, so that's the... I don't think we can put visitors in the lounge. It's
It depends. It depends on how we think about the lounge. If it's thought as being a reading room, no. If it's thought as... That's really a very important question to me. Do we put priority on the fact of being able to read newspapers in our offices or in our workplace? We can read newspapers elsewhere. And I really do think it's more important for lab to be able to decently welcome visitors that come to the lab than to have a place for reading newspapers. Newspapers, you can read them home. And, you know, you can go to the cafeteria or you can sit somewhere else. You can go on the balcony if it's in the summer. So I don't understand why we should put priority on lounges if we don't have enough space for accommodating visitors. That's just not according to my priorities.
How would it be to put the lounge in one of the smaller offices, like in... Well, in one of the one-person offices, I know they're actually quite demanded. So, I think Susan, you're very happy with this solution.
Yes,
so
yes.
So let's put the lounge in Susan's office, and Susan's in the lounge with three visitors.
That's an excellent idea.
One-person room is really
yeah,
small.
It's probably too small.
Room.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't work.
I would advocate to just remove the lounge. It's a luxury for us. We don't have space for a lounge. Let's be. You cannot go at the in front of your colleagues and saying, if I have to choose between reading my newspaper and having a decently welcomed research visitor, I prefer to read my newspapers. That's just not realistic. I mean, we are researchers.
The problem is it has been decided by everyone and approved by the school that we need the lounge. So I think it's simply not.
No, I don't think we can choose about.
No,
and then
actually, I'm sorry. It's
then you have the three people room that was a free position, split it in two parts as Susan was proposing last time, with a wall, and you have a lounge there. We can read your newspapers, and we have a full two-person room where we can certainly accommodate three visitors. And at least we have some free margin for the next 2 years or the next year.
So how do we split the room?
The three people room over
the
there.
The furniture that we got
yes,
for our reading room, we put it into the other half of the three-person room.
Yeah. You put
Did that fit?
So the
little divider or something.
But what about if people want to have a small discussion in the lounge?
They are not supposed to have a discussion in the lounge. They are supposed to read their newspapers. To
well,
drink
not
their
the
coffee.
Newspapers,
not just
because
newspapers.
No. Scientific articles.
Ah, scientific articles. No, that's not. That wasn't the goal. The goal of the lounge was a place where you can relax.
Mm-hmm.
But also
yeah.
to read articles.
At least you can do it in your office.
So you would like to put it, yeah, within. And
I mean,
it's
you have good chairs to read newspapers that you don't want to break your heart, your back with in your office.
Yeah. Okay. But then that means that we'll put the lounge on the right side.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
And here we'll put two places for visitors.
Three.
Three. But that means the office will be at least for the moment empty.
No.
Looks very
we have a visitor that is arriving. What did you
it's
say,
not
Susan?
A visitor. It's a new full-time person.
Ah, okay.
Arriving in January.
Okay, so that could take the free place over there.
No,
I mean,
it's what
no,
we
no.
put around.
That could take one positions in the
in this place.
Yeah, I think. Okay, so we need what two free positions and one new person arriving, X or something like that.
Ah, okay, that's an idea. If you forget about the lounge,
mm-hmm.
what you could do is to move either Maria or Yelena in the what is currently the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we have one person there with one free position. We have one free position in the room that Maria or Yelena is coming from, and one free position over there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three positions distributed over the rooms, where we can accommodate.
Where is the lounge?
No lounge.
No, we have
to cut off if we don't have a lounge.
You take the furniture of the lounge and you put it in the corridor.
No. Let's do the lounge corner.
The lounge is in the free space.
Okay. At least. I mean, otherwise I cannot really defend it, because it was agreed and we cannot just come back on every
After
decision.
All that we went through to get the budget for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you will explain to your visitors
okay.
that unfortunately they have a position in the toilet because there is a reading room where people have to relax.
Yeah, let's have the visitors first. Okay, so what we need is a new and two frees. So I think we can put Maria or Yelena. I don't want to separate them really, but or myself. I don't like that office actually. So I was thinking to put here.
It could be Nikos, for instance. Could put you can switch.
No, we're not going to keep Marianne in a three person place. Just have.
But it's a lounge.
In the lounge. Yeah.
So it's either. We could put a visitor with you, Martin, but it's probably
yeah,
okay. Let's try one. Let's try this.
Yeah, you could put me there. I mean, Andre.
Oh, there you don't mind?
Because
okay.
I will be there half time.
Perfect.
And the visitors probably will not so much complain about phone
wait
calls.
A minute. Then Andre has a two-person office for himself.
No, we'll put a visitor place in there. If you don't mind.
Well, there is this full-time person arriving in. I think it's really important to plan with that.
What's her name again, Andre?
I think it's Paola.
Oh.
Would it be possible to have Paola in your office?
Yeah, it could be.
Because that's something that we should be deciding. Either you want
yeah.
to keep me in your office,
mm-hmm.
which is all right, and then we
no,
have to
I
foresee a place for
idea.
Paola somewhere. I think
okay.
that's not realistic to have a planning.
Martin goes back to Andre.
Okay, we'll put Paola
Where
and the visitor here. So Paola is the new person.
Yeah.
And the visitor.
That's visitor
this,
one.
Isn't that this one? And then we'll still have probably some way to put a second visitor here. This two. Does this display better?
Robert Paula being new, I think we're better to put her with somebody else.
Somebody else, that's true.
Well, the lunch cannot be shared with two people. I mean, you cannot go there and discuss and two people working there in the room.
That's
yeah.
supposed
no,
to discuss, you're supposed to relax.
Or maybe if we organize some kind of, you know, coffee at the end of the day or a drink, then the two people will stop working. I don't know, maybe they won't be happy. Okay, then Martin, Let me put you in that office and I'll put Paola with
you. No, put, why not Maria or Yelena?
So Martin goes where?
Martin stays.
Because you don't want to separate Maria and Yelena, why? Because Yelena, it's not even sure she stays.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a master student.
So Maria in the separate office.
Yeah. And we have, yeah, and we have two visitors and a master student and a part-time person. Oh, I was thinking the other way around.
Oh, sorry.
To keep Paola with Maria in the two people room and to have Viz 1, Viz 2, Yelena and David in the three people room.
So who is with Maria here?
Paola.
Okay. Yeah, and no visitor?
No, that's your two people room, so.
Yeah, but that means that this room, the middle one, would be quite empty. All of, I mean,
no, Yelena is there, David is there.
Person, I don't think it's very reasonable.
Well, but you need to have to put visitors somewhere. I mean.
Yeah, but let's split them a little bit so that when there are no visitors, at least people are.
No, the rooms have to look like they're sort of occupied.
Yeah,
otherwise
I think so.
We might lose room or two.
Ah. Okay.
So this goes, here goes visitor two.
This is always the game.
Lies there. Here goes visitor one. And is this better? Except that we can read it, but.
Well, it's a little bit crowded in the. Because you have. Well, not yet, of course, because Paola is not. Has not arrived, but starting from January you will have two full-time person plus one part-time person plus one visitor. That's
visitor one, which implies that it will be the first one occupied by a visitor when they come.
Okay.
And this visitor two, which means it's like a second chance.
But why couldn't we basically move you, David, in this two people room with Maria?
Oh, good. What would
Maria plus one half time person.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Paola Yelena, one visitor position, and I still keep hope that Marianne Nikos at the lounge will on the long term disappear, because anyhow I don't believe there can be a lounge where in a place where there are already two people working, so the lounge will just die after some point. And
no,
it
look, it's quite a long room. It
still
has two doors.
It has two doors. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so maybe in the long
room. Ah, yeah, but then okay, that's true. Okay, then there will be a wall.
Although there are three windows, but,
yeah, that's good.
So why would we move David to Maria? Do you have any preferences, David?
Yeah, she wants mixing men and women, so
he
yeah, right.
The two visitors will be in one, but that's fine because maybe there are not two visitors at the same time.
Yeah, that's to me it's more realistic.
Two visitors in the same room, because when there is no one it makes a big hole, and when there are two people, so it makes too many variations.
But yeah, but then you can move, for instance, if you move David to with Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
yeah, the occupancy is better that way.
I think it's better. First, it's better. I think it's because it's more, it's stable. Because visitors stay and go.
What did we say here?
Yeah, that's good.
My
To me, that's the best we can do. If we realistically can plan to have a lounge.
Well, I think that was really decided. And it's no way. No, because actually, if we do a proposal without a lounge, and the other group.
I got the message.
Yeah, exactly, and that means that all the constraints that we set and all the other things just will just basically disappear.
Yes, sir.
Which means we work for nothing. Okay. What's wrong with this?
So who has strong opposition to that?
I don't. Oh.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
But do you have any
We're almost done, Susan, but we'll just check the
I
items.
Just need to see somebody
yeah,
just
okay.
real quickly.
But it's no just problem. The decision now. You just have today what
we'll just review the items to see if we
okay.
look at all the constraints, and then you'll be able to say the final yes or no.
But I think we accommodated most of the constraints. Because
yeah.
We are sure that Maggie and Bruno, Maggie is happy with having Bruno in her office, and Pierrette is happy to have Marianne in
yeah,
her office.
I think that's okay.
That checked. Okay.
Yeah, we checked.
And yes, and Nancy, no reason to think that they should be an
so.
Impossible situation.
No.
Same thing for Marianne and Marianne F and Nikos.
Mm-hmm.
Paula, we don't know yet because she didn't arrive yet, and well, Yelena. Aha, that means that for a short time. Yelena will be just alone in a three-person room.
Yeah,
that's a bit
yeah,
the
that
problem.
That was the point in letting David there, and that okay, maybe we'll just leave it as an option, David or visitor one.
Ah, but then we what we could just for the sake of having a defendable solution, as long as Paula has not arrived, is to switch for the proposal Paula and David.
Mm-hmm.
But we really plan that as soon as Paula is here, or even earlier,
okay, so we'll know
David
that,
will go to the two
the
people room.
Actually, around here is probably
it's just
movable.
It will be
yeah,
switched.
Either, yeah, we can switch.
Because this is dangerous to propose. I mean, you have a three-person room with one master student in it. Okay.
Yeah. No. Exactly. Yeah,
so I wouldn't propose that.
That's why I always. Trying to put separate the visitors just to balance
okay.
a little bit. But okay, we'll be open on that.
But as soon as Paula is here,
yeah,
it starts to be better, and we will have visitors.
Well, it depends
sure.
also on well if Yelena stays longer or
yeah,
not.
Right, that's true. Yeah,
very cool. But
oh yeah, that's the point. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Do we
we'll
have
see.
It? Do
anyway,
we know? Do
we'll
we know?
We'll be open.
When is she supposed to finish? Her
master
thesis
in
June.
No, I would say yeah, maybe June next year.
June next year.
Latest, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
when are we supposed to submit the proposal?
Well, we won't have any extra meeting.
Okay, that's
the four of us. So yeah, this one has to be the final one.
Okay.
We'll have actually, I'll present this to well with the other. I'll compare it with the other one and. Try to make a decision. Actually, I think it's even a bit later.
Okay.
Today. So,
yeah. Well, so as soon as we have Susan, we can. So I would switch again.
Again. Okay.
But that, as I say, it's just for the sake of the proposition. So I'm even ready to internally say that David will actually be in this room.
Yeah, we can leave it like.
What
this
does it? What does it change? There are names on the doors.
Yeah, there will be names.
Ah, so if
doors.
We, because Susan, the
so
problem,
yeah.
the let's say the tech, not the technical, the psychological problem we have is,
okay.
I'm extremely happy with that solution. It will be a working solution starting from January when Paula will be here. But currently, if we present it as it is, we have a three-person room that is only occupied by a master student.
No, because there's another person right now, a student that I just hired. And she's just working right now for.
Ah, so you have a student.
For November
yeah.
and
that
December.
We,
yeah.
That's a real, real visitor
she's
to some extent.
She's a real visitor. She's a real visitor.
Ah, so Viz 1 and Viz 2 are not just.
Ah,
okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then we would have two people there. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, then
we'll
that works.
Okay, I'll try to express all these constraints and say in particular that the two rooms over here actually are. Things could be changed over there.
Yeah, but you really have also to say that a unit has to have some horizon.
Space,
I mean,
yeah.
It's extremely important in the research domain that we can have people coming to visit us.
Yeah.
The second point I would suggest is that before you go to defend it, you should circulate it over mail to all the involved people.
Well,
to double check, so that
I think this. I'm not very sure, but I think this will be done after the meeting.
I would do it before. Because if you spend time defending a thing and then I don't know, Agnès comes to you or Pierrette comes to you saying no, I don't want to be with Marianne.
As far as I know, I think Agnès is also taking care of a proposal. So okay, yeah, I'll circulate this.
It doesn't cost anything. It's just people will look at it, say, "Oh, great! I have a view on the mountain, and I'm with a person I like, so I'm happy."
Okay, so maybe we'll learn some more constraints.
What's the timeline on this one? So you have a meeting here?
Yeah, actually, as I told Martin, well, this is the last time we meet, so this is, well, more or less our proposal. And we'll have a meeting, I think it's in 2 days or something like that, to discuss and compare with the other proposal and well, make a final decision, actually probably a pre-final one, since we'll have to check again.
It's not completely, it's an important issue, because I need to know when I will have the office decided, the phone number decided, because these are information that I have to provide to the EPFL administration. I'm reachable when I'm at, well, they can phone me on the mobile, but I would definitely prefer to have a clean filled administrative form that I can give back.
Well, so actually I think, I'm not very sure, but the most important thing is, well, finding out when we will move.
Yes.
This happens in probably, I think, next month or...
Okay.
Depends also on how, well, the furnishing and...
And then, of course, you have these all these practical issues. How about internet connections? Well, network connections, I mean.
No.
How many connections are there? For
yeah, because that's also something that we had double check. You know, if you are in a room with three people and one network connection.
Oh, no. No, the room.
Well,
the
no.
Is very, no, actually, I've seen it. The building is very modern, and
but are they activated?
We'll get them activated.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think you get at least, three per room.
Okay.
No, I get that. For the bigger rooms, you get double. For every workplace, you get 2 rooms.
Yeah,
ah, okay. Good.
That's
good.
Yeah, sometimes you need to computer.
No, because lots of people have, they have a son and they have a
and
PC. So.
If you go back to the other slide where you have the furniture, so this do we have any word to say? And so that I would like to have a red chair or a blue desk.
Oh, no,
or
unfortunately, that's decided by the school. So
that's the standard things.
The desk is brown, light brown.
But do we have to order something, or is it done automatically? So it will be in the office when we move in.
Normally it's done automatically, except that we'll
have to say how many places that we like to have.
Yeah, well, these are dictated by the names. It's probably more difficult for the lounge. What we'll have is have a bit less furniture in the lounge and then bring all the, well, the old, it's not old because we just bought it, but all the furniture from the previous lounge, we'll bring it here.
And how about the boxes? Because at EPFL you have to say when you will be moving the boxes so that you have people for moving them. Or here you're supposed to move them yourself? Or
well, it's the faculty that will take care of.
So we'll receive some information about that?
Yeah.
They'll just give us a date when...
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a completely different issue from, arranging people. It's just
that's
how
true,
the moving will take place. And there are all the
right,
things
right,
to
right,
take care
true.
Of, but
okay.
It's quite unrelated with these things. Yeah, we'll get all the information. Thinking about internet connections, I think it's quite okay for the...
Yeah, that's an important point. The
printer
needs
be
to
there.
Be connected.
Yeah, I think it's feasible. We'll check. So the violet box here is our mail boxes.
By the way, is there any wireless connection? Antennas for getting, because I've heard that there is one downstairs in the
not in the building for the moment.
There is downstairs in the building, and pretty soon the whole building will be covered.
But that's important.
Yeah.
I mean, typically for the laptops, it's
yeah. But right now downstairs, it's fine. Some people can pick it up on the sixth floor, but pretty soon the whole building will be covered.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it's a bit off topic.
Let's
say that it's a proposal. We'll try it, and I'll try to express the constraints and your opinions. And I think finally everyone can veto something if there is a huge problem. But I think with this we don't have to.
At least the four of us will not veto.
Yeah.
That's, at least.
So let me save this. Thank you for spending all this time.
Okay.
You're all happy.
Qu'est-ce qu'on est consensuel quand même.